Thank you, Pastor. I didn't write it out like Rachel did, so that was bad on me, but I have a 4-point outline in my head. It goes salvation, God's call to Bible college itself, and then thanks. So here we go. The first part, salvation. I was saved under the ministry of Metropolitan Baptist Church, which is the best church in Sydney. Right, Pastor? Did I say that right? Okay. In fact, our family was invited to come to Metropolitan Baptist Church back in the year 2000, July the 2nd of 2000. And it was after the service when a lady came up to myself and my two other siblings. I had three other siblings, but it was just the two of them, because I didn't know that Ewan actually had trusted Christ months before, in fact. It was Mrs. Trini DeLeon. I don't think the DeLeons are here tonight. Oh, they are! Hello. And she simply explained how we could... Actually, I don't remember much of what you explained. Sorry. I was 10 at the time. Can I use that? All I remember is that she just clearly showed us that God loved us and that Christ loved us. And we were in there at first, and then she led us here at the altar, and my brother, my sister, and myself, we just simply called out in literally childlike faith, and asked the Lord to save us. And that day, though I don't remember all the details around it, all I remember was that I received something that I didn't deserve, and something that I could never repay, and that was salvation through God's love and through His Son Jesus Christ. So, July 2nd of 2000, I came to know Christ as my personal Savior. I was still a troublemaker, but I was still a troublemaker and a half. Pastor James would be able to attest to that numerous times. But praise God that He really worked in. I think back at how many points in time before the Lord called us. Just invited us here and led us here, things that could have happened to keep us from that, and just really, how He worked and He led and He organized things so that we would be here on that Sunday service. And so I praise God, and He did something for me that I didn't deserve, and I still can't fathom to this day, but by faith I just claim that as a promise from Him. Point two, called a Bible college. So, I grew up, of course. You might not think so, but I did grow up. Like most teenagers, I did struggle through my teenage years, and at the end of high school, which was a blessed day, in 2007, we were at the MBF down in Melbourne, I felt that the Lord was calling me to Bible college as possibly at the end of, well, finishing year 12. I was praying about Bible college, and I mentioned it to Pastor in passing. I think I said, Pastor, afterwards, I think the Lord might want me to go to Bible college, and He wisely said, just keep praying, have your quiet time, and wait on the Lord. Don't go ahead, don't go charging into it. And so I did, and the Lord closed the door, much to my disappointment. He closed the door at that time, and He opened the door to go into university and study music and teaching. I'm a music teacher now, and in hindsight, I guess you have much more wisdom, but I can see God's plan for that in hindsight. I didn't understand at the time. I really didn't know what I wanted to do in university, so I just put down music teaching. So years passed. I did my degree. I finished in 2011, and again, I began to seek the Lord about Bible college. I thought, well, He led me not to Bible college, but to university. And after university, I thought, well, perhaps the Lord will have Bible college for me now. So I prayed, and again, the Lord closed the door, which was a bit of a disappointment once again at the end of university. But He opened the door to work as a music teacher at Condor Park Christian School, and I'm glad to see some students here. Be on your behavior. Best behavior, okay? And I thought, half a year passed, in 2012, it was Judy O'Farrell's graduation that year. Pastor Williamson preached a message, and I just remember something that you said, Pastor Williamson, what God takes, he breaks, but what God breaks, he blesses. And I thought, Lord, is this you wanting me to go to Bible college? Is now the time? But the night passed, the graduation finished, and the Lord didn't give me any peace about it and didn't lead. So that night I surrendered to the Lord that you don't want me to go to Bible college, it's fine. I had to let that die, and I learned that lesson a hard way. But in the morning I had my quiet time again, and I was reading in Ezra in chapter 7 and verse 10, and God used that to actually show me, now you're ready for Bible college. And it says, For Ezra prepared his heart to seek the law of his God, and the hand of his God was upon him. And so God really just brought that to pass in the morning, and I texted Brother Jason that morning and said, Brother Jason, I think God wants me to go to Bible college. And he replied and said, I was praying for you about Bible college. And I thought, really? It's like, why? But praise God, and I shared with Pastor and my family, and he said, yep, that's fine, that's great. And I shared with Pastor Ringwald, of course, as well. And so I had studied a course here and there before as university permitted. But this time I started, in 2013, I started in earnest to work towards graduating from Bible college. And so I was taking on about almost a full load, maybe 6 classes a week. So that's God's calling. It was just, God taught me that I had to die to even the good things that he wanted, and that were good, first, before he would show me the way forward. And that was a valuable lesson that I've not forgotten yet, and I don't think I ever will. But Bible college itself was a real blessing. I'm a bit of a bookworm, if you don't know me. I like to study, and I think I'm alright at it, but I like to study and I like to learn. Everything you hear about Chinese parents is true. Mum was actually one of the most gracious Chinese parents I could probably imagine having. Her name is Grace, but she wasn't really on my back about a lot of things. She wasn't, study, be a doctor or be a lawyer or study this or study business. She was just there through my high school, and she just simply taught me the value of working hard and doing everything you can while you get you have your study. Do it 150%. Do all you can with your study. Get the most out of it. And that's why I think parents, you should be teaching your kids. Just work hard. Learn how to work hard and work at it. And so that's what I did at Bible College. I went in guns blazing and just prepared to work hard. And it was a real blessing. There were some things that the Lord taught me through the classes themselves, and as I learned about his word, he revealed more of himself, but more importantly, he also revealed a lot of things about myself that he wanted to change as I was studying. I can remember a particular moment last year when it was in class, and the Lord, as if holding up his word as a mirror, he showed me something very ugly about myself. And in the middle of that class, I can remember, it was pastor's class and it was youth ministry, but I just remember at that point I just bowed my head in the middle of class and said, God, I'm sorry, I was completely wrong, and it was ugly. But praise God, he gave me grace to change that, and he's changed that in my heart. So that's something I learned in Bible college, that I'm glad that God used that as a breaking process. Because I think if you go through Bible college and you're not in some measure broken by the Lord, by his hand, you come out sort of unscathed, then you might have missed the point, really. The Lord had to really show me that I was really nothing. But I'm thankful that he, in his mercy and love, taught me that. And now, I guess, thanks. I'm thankful to my parent, my mom, and my family for being supportive and just being there for me. Thankful for men that God has placed in my life here in the church family, and men I could look up to, men who I could see God working in, and in a sense I could see God himself in a way. through these the lives of these men. I'm so thankful for that. And I'm thankful for my fellow students. We had a lot of laughs together. And my fellow graduates tonight, Dan and Dan and Rachel and Helen and Willie. Where's that silent Willie? There. Where is he? Where's Willie? There he is. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for being in the trenches with me. I look forward to seeing what God will do in your lives and through you for His glory. And I'll be praying for you, for four of you. I can't see you at the moment, but I'll be praying for you. And I'm just thankful to God above all that He showed me how to wait and showed me that I needed to be broken in His hands before He could use me in any way for Him, His glory. My burden is to continue here at Metropolitan Baptist Church and continue to strengthen the ministry here. It's a blessing that we have two of our men and their lovely wives going out into the mission field, and so they're leaving. So I'm looking forward to serving alongside here in church, continuing in music particularly. And the Lord's burdened my heart about music and sacred music. Music that's honoring and glorifying to Him, and that God's people can see that and understand that, and then be able to test that by His word. So that's my burden. So, sorry, Pastor, for more than 5 minutes. Okay, thank you.